I'm waiting for the full screen. Hi, I'm Pierre Clément from the University of Avignon, and today I will talk to you about the preliminary study we did on speaker diarization of heterogeneous web video files. I will start with an introduction, then I will describe the ELIA speaker diarization system, describe the database we build and use for this study, show you some results and do a conclusion and some perspectives. As you know now, the speaker diarization is the process to find in an audio stream who spoke when, with no prior information on the identity of the speakers or their numbers. And it's important to notice that the speaker diarization process, in the speaker diarization process, we don't do speaker identification. As you also know, there is two approaches for speaker diarization systems, bottom-up and top-down. The top-down approach is used by systems such as the ELIA system, and the bottom-up approach is used by systems such as the LUM system. So in the top-down system, we start with no speakers and we add them one by one until the stop criterion is reached. And in the bottom-up approach, we start with a lot of speakers and we merge them until the stop criterion is reached. The main idea of this study was to test the ELIA speaker diarization system and analyze its behavior on different in a new context, which is the web videos. The system has been tested on phone data, broadcast news data evaluated in the French evaluation campaign ESTER, and on meeting data evaluated in the NIST evaluation campaign RT. So, this is the description of our system. There are three main steps in our process. We start with the speech-non-speech segmentation, also called speech activity detection. Then we have a segmentation step and a resegmentation step, which aim to refine the results we have previously. So in the speech-non-speech detection, we initialize an HMM from the given GMMs. We apply a VTRB decoding and we have our segmented files. Then these files are the base for the next step, which is the segmentation step. In the segmentation step, we initialize an EHMM with one speaker, which will be the default speaker. We try to add a speaker, we learn its model, and we enter in the loop of training and decoding. We check if we can add a new speaker. If we can't, we have our segmented file, and if we can add a speaker, we go at the beginning of the main loop. Then finally, the resegmentation step, we generate an HMM from the previous segmented file, and we enter in a loop of VTRB decoding and model adaptation, and we have our final segmented file. As I said in the introduction, the main idea of this study was to test our system in a new context, which is the web video files. The content of the web video files is uncontrolled, with multi-genre videos such as movie trailers or broadcast news, and multi-source. For example, you can have a video recorded in studio or with a cell phone. So we decided to build a database named ELIA Gérard, which is limited to 7 categories described just after, with similar sources. So ELIA Gérard contains more than 800 videos in 7 categories: documentary, movie trailer, cartoon, commercial, news, sport, and music video. In this study, we left 2 categories: sport, because we don't have the video stream, and music video, because it's a very difficult and very particular data type. We manually annotated a part of this corpus. We annotated the audio part of 129 video files which represent around 10 hours and a half. These numbers are about the annotated part of the corpus. The two main things that we can see, that we can deduce from this table, is that we have a category which should be the best, the news, at the bottom of the table, and one which should be the worst, movie trailers. These categories should be the best and the worst because the length of their speaker turns for the news is very high and for the movie trailer is very low. This is information is very information because important because if you remember what I said just before, we learn a model, and if we don't have enough data to learn our own model, we shouldn't have good results. So the results themselves. For this study, we compared the Elia system to the Lume bottom-up system. The Lume bottom-up system works nearly like our system. It starts with the speech-on-speech segmentation, then segmentation based on the big criterion, and a resegmentation step. We test this system on different data sets. The RT09 data set from the NIST evaluation campaign, it's meeting data. From ESTER 2008 data from the French evaluation campaign ESTER 2, it's broadcast news data. And on our annotated subset of Elia Gerard with manual and automatic speech-on-speech segmentation. You will see after why we did that. So this is our preliminary results. The first thing that we can outline is that we have quite good results. If you remember what Xavi said just before, we are not so far from the state-of-the-art results. The second thing is that we know that the Lume system outperformed our system. You can see that on ESTER 2008, they do two times better than us, than our system. But on the Elia Gerard corpus, this remark can be applied because they are not two times better than our system. Then you can see that the half part of the diarization error rate is due to speech-non-speech segmentation error. So we try to measure the influence of the segmentation, the first speech-non-speech detection step. This is the reason why we applied our system, both system, on automatic speech-non-speech segmentation and manual segmentation. So the results, there is nearly no variation with a perfect speech-non-speech segmentation. We also try to measure the influence of the system and the data genre. As expected, you can see that the best category is the news category, and the worst category for our system is the movie trailer category, as expected. You can see that the Lume system outperforms our system in nearly all the categories, but the range of the scores are quite close. For example, for news, the minimum diarization error rate is around 0% for each system, and the maximum diarization error rate for cartoon is around 72% for both systems. The last thing that we can deduce from this table is that it's also something that we knew, that the LUME system found more speakers than our system. But you can see when you look at the scores that the speakers found by the LUME system are not more reliable than our speaker found, even if the number of speaker found is higher than our. In conclusion, this study outlines the difficulties encountered by both systems, by both diarization systems on a heterogeneous web content. It also outlines that it's a very difficult database with a lot of variability between categories, a high interactivity, if you remember the number and the duration of the speaker turns, and there is a lot of background noise. This should explain why we have bad results in this study. Our perspective is first to deal only with the categories where we are the best, and in the second time, the main research axis will be to use high-level information from the video stream to help the decision on the speakers. So thank you for your attention, and if you have any questions.
Thank you. That's our next speaker. We have plenty of time for questions. Go ahead. Do you want to use the microphone?
So two questions on this. The first one, did you score overlap speech?
No, because our system can't handle for now on overlap speech.
Okay, and related to that, so you gave the notion on the data sets that you marked up manually of number of speakers and average speaker turns. Do you know the distribution, though, in that? I mean, another important factor in the diarization is that even if I have five speakers, if it's dominated by two, then you can actually do, right, if it's two speakers take up 90% of the talking.
No,
do you have a notion on the different categories of how it might have been distributed?
We don't really measure it, but if I'm correct, the repartition is quite equivalent for all the speakers. There is, for some categories, there is no dominant speaker. It depends on the categories.
Right.
For news and documentaries, there is dominant speakers, but for movie trailers, cartoon, and commercial, it's not the same.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any other question? Please.
Do you do anything special with the music? Because I can imagine that there is lots of music, for example, in the movie trailers, or it can be like only music or music at the background.
Yeah, we don't use music information for now. It might be something interesting to do, but if I understood well your question, we don't deal the music information with the music information for now.
Which means that you do not score it, like you discard the parts where the music is.
It depends on how it's recognized by the speech non-speech step. If the music is recognized as non-speech, as a non-speech level, it won't be scored. But if it's marked as a speech level, it will be scored.
Any other questions? Okay, I have one. In general, how you compare the quality of those videos on the web versus the data in a NIST database?
Sorry.
The quality of the audio?
Yeah.
Are they give you, it's more challenging, give you, there's more noise there, or it's about the same?
It's, here again, it depends on the categories. Movie trailers, cartoons are very noisy, but news is quite acceptable.
Okay. No more questions? Okay, let's thank our speaker again. Our last